In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what Curious Freedom can look like. Hello and welcome to the Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirsty Perugia. And the friend I have on today is also me. So I thought that I would talk about community today, considering that that has been the topic of my week and particularly the topic of my day. So if you hear me wheezing, it's because I've just come back from a walk and a lunch with a dear friend of mine. That has been my day today, and it's been a really, really challenging week. I don't know if you've ever experienced a really challenging week. I'm sure you have. This week has proven to me just the power of community, the power of community to be there for me and my family, to be there to support me, to encourage me, and to hold space for me. So I wanted to chat about community and what is its purpose and why do we need it in decluttering and in life and how can we go about finding it. So for me, the purpose of community is to be seen and to be with people and to be in reciprocal relationships with other people, to receive and to give. And I wonder for you, if you have got a community around you, if you can look back over your life and see different periods of your life when you've had community and when maybe you've been out of community. Because there's been times in my life where I have not been in the best communities and they haven't felt uplifting and encouraging. And I am sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure you too have found yourself where you feel lonely and alone. And you may be surrounded by people, but you still feel alone and lonely. So I wanted to say that I see you and I see the pain of that too. And I know the pain of that. So I'm really, really, really thankful that you have found community with me today. Even if it is just for today that you found community with me, I'm really thankful for it. And I'm really thankful that I feel like one of my purposes in life is to build community and to intentionally put myself in community where I can be seen and I can be with other people. That's what I love about Curious Freedom and about every job I've been in, I seem to be a community maker and definitely a community participator. So I want to invite you, if you feel lonely, if you feel alone, to come into our Facebook community. The link is in the show notes and make yourself known there. Shine your beautiful light there because hopefully it's a safe place. I do my best to ensure that it continues to be a safe place where people feel seen and people feel like people are with them, that it's a home, that it's a safe environment. Yeah, I want to invite you further into my community if you're not already there. And thank you for everybody who is already there. And I want to thank everybody in my life on the whole for the community that you have created around me and that I get to participate with you. So I'm really thankful. I look around at the moment in the world. It's been really strange. I've been having a couple of conversations with people lately around how the pandemic was really isolating and it was really joyful for some people. Some people love the safety of home. Some people's homes aren't safe. So it was a really hard time as well. And then we've come out of the pandemic and we are entering a new world because it's not like it was before. And it still can be really lonely. And it can be hard to start again and hard to start making friends again and building that community and finding that community around you again. The pandemic shifted so much. It uncovered a lot of things for people and helped us to view the world differently in all its goodness and all its challenging aspects as well. Some people who were in great community before the pandemic have now found themselves outside of those communities for multitude of reasons. I'm listening to Michelle Obama's podcast on Audible at the moment, and I highly, highly recommend it. If anybody's got connections with Michelle Obama and wants to hook me up, please let me know. I'd love, love, love to have her on the podcast. It's a beautiful podcast. She's got so much wisdom and so much encouragement for us all. And I am finding it to be about community as well. So it's the theme of the week, hence why I'm talking about it. I think that we're all designed to long for connection, to want to be connected with people. Obviously, when we're first born, we're wanting to be connected to our parents and our caregivers. And then as we grow, we discover people in friendship that we want to be connected to. And then we want to be connected to our lovers. And, you know, we may want to still be connected with our family and we may lose connection with our family. And then we may have a longing. Some of us have a longing to be connected to our children and to have children, and some of us don't. But I think that it is human design to have this longing for connection, you know, and I think that we see that in religions and faiths as well, that we're longing to be connected to the divine. And that longing goes so unmet in so many of us. And I think that we also want to connect to ourselves. And I think that longing can feel really disconnected at times as well. That through trauma, through life circumstances, that we can learn to disconnect from ourselves and learn to disconnect for a variety of reasons from other people as well. So yeah, I think the essence of that is that longing for connection. I'm learning and growing in my acceptance of people, where they're at and where they've come from and their life journey up until the point of meeting me and connecting with me. Funnily enough, I'm not perfect, but my heart is to accept people where they're at. My heart is to be here for all the messiness. And I really long for communities, all communities, to find that acceptance of one another. Acceptance that we're all messy, that we're all magnificent, that we're all both, that we're messy, magnificently messy, and to be able to take off those masks and be authentic with one another and to be honest and to hold space for one another when your honesty rubs up against my honesty, my vulnerability triggers something in you. I think community can also challenge us and call us through the mess. So decluttering can be messy, and messy lives lead to cluttered lives. You know, cluttered lives in all aspects are messy. It's the nature of clutter. And my heart for you is not that you get everything perfect before you come into community with me and community with one another. My heart for you is really that you are authentic and honest about your mess and about the challenges of your mess and of the challenges of moving through the mess, and that it can be really tricky. I don't ever want to come across as somebody who's got it all together and all perfect. And I don't ever want to come across as somebody who expects that of other people before I can connect with you. I don't ever want to come across as somebody who expects you to want to declutter, because I don't. I really want to be that person who accepts you where you're at And I also want to challenge people to be doing their own work and moving through their own messiness, whether that be the physical messiness or the emotional, relational, spiritual messiness that we all have. How do we hold space for one another to do that? And how do we call each other through the mess? How do we keep reaching for each other? How do we keep leaning into one another? How do we keep wanting more, but I don't want it to be from a striving perspective, and I don't want it to be an expectation. I want it to be an invitation. Yeah, that's it. I want it to be an invitation. An invitation. You're always invited to be evolving as a human and evolving in your wants and needs and evolving in who you are and what your house looks like and what you want from today and what you want from August and what you want from 2023 and 2026 if you're listening then. You know, how do we accept the invitation of life to go at the rhythms of life as well? You know, we're not always in springtime. We're not always growing and moving and changing at a rapid pace. We're not always in summer when it's light and fun and joyous. And equally, we're not always in autumn when we're shedding and letting go of things. Sometimes we're in the winter. Sometimes we're hibernating. Sometimes we are coming into ourselves. Sometimes we're huddling with other people and keeping each other warm. Sometimes we're letting things die. Yeah. Sometimes we're letting things die. So how do we accept where we are and yet look forward to the next season and look forward to winter giving way to spring and spring giving way to summer and summer giving way to autumn and autumn giving way to winter? And how do we have grace for each other and ourselves when we're not just flowing with the seasons, but we're fighting against the seasons and we're like, no, I don't want to die. I don't want this thing to die. I don't want that part of me to die. I don't want to. We hold space for one another when we're in the resistance. I go into people's homes all the time and I come up against resistance all the time. There's always, not always, there's often resistance. And that resistance is not always about just letting something go. It's about resisting a change of mindset, resisting a change of thought, resisting the challenge of having somebody in your home. And so I'm well versed in meeting resistance. And I'm learning to have grace for myself when I see that resistance in myself. When something comes up for me, and you know, I'm in winter at the moment. I will be very honest with you. I'm in a season of letting things go and not holding on to my ego and not holding on to what I had expectations of. And it is flipping hard and I am very resistant. And then I sit outside myself and I'm like, Kirstie, stop being so resistant. Just recognize the season that you're in. And sometimes it's hard to recognize the season that you're in. And sometimes we need community. Circling it back around to there. Sometimes we need community to remind us of who we are, what mess we have, and how we're moving through the mess and how we're not moving through the mess. And to hold space for all of that. We need community to be safe. And I hope that I provide a safe community for you as you're processing your life and your decluttering, and that you can be seen with me and you can see me. And I'm going to get it wrong sometimes and you're going to get it wrong sometimes. And how do we hold space for one another for when we're misheard and misseen and not seen and invisible? How do we be excited when somebody is on full display and they're being seen in all of their messy magnificence? How do we celebrate those people and be accepting of that bright, shiny light, knowing that we all have a voice and we can all have our turn in the light because we are the light? How can we continue to walk out this life, continuing to be evolving and growing in our understanding of ourselves, in our understanding of the world, and in our understanding of others. And how do we do that without community? So if you're feeling really challenged in that your communities that you're in aren't feeling safe, don't feel like home, you're not seen, you're not being held with, then that makes me think about my episode last week on boundaries and how we might need to set new boundaries for ourselves, and we might need to go searching, and we might need to be more vulnerable and less vulnerable with those unsafe communities. And then how do we search out for new communities that are healthy, that are safe, that do hold space? And how do we open ourselves up to vulnerability and honesty? And how do we show up in the world being those safe places that people are drawn to and that people can be seen and be with? How can we do that? How can we find new communities? How can we build new communities? How can we participate in new communities that are safe and healthy? And I think that takes us continuing to learn and grow and to continue to come into more health. So please come into my Facebook community if you're not already there. And if you are, let me know what you think about how I can continue to build a safe community, how I can continue to encourage you, support you, see you, be with you, how I can continue to call you forward through your mess. And how can you show up in all of the spaces in your life with love, leading from love, and looking and building community? So I know that community isn't necessarily tied very closely with decluttering, but I do think that we need community to support us when we're trying to achieve new goals or are trying to achieve old goals that we haven't got to yet. And community is so, I really believe that community is really important for achieving our goals in life and moving through our mess. Whether it be the physical, the mental, the emotional, spiritual, we need a community to help us. We need a community to see us for who we are and to love us where we're at and love us as we grow and change and evolve. And so I think community is key for decluttering. And that can be within your home. You can find community within your home. You can find community within yourself. You can be a good friend to yourself. You can be a really strong cheerleader and a strong supporter and encourager of yourself. And you can do that for others as well. So again, I invite you into our Facebook community. Come over there, share what community means to you and how I can continue to provide and grow a safe community over on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. So feel free to email me at hello@curiousfreedom.com.au. And I can't wait to be back in your ears next week talking about something interesting. Until then, lovely curious ones, I hope you have a wonderful week and I can't wait to be back with you next week. Thank you, community. Bye.